This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. When choosing a financial plan, deciding where to begin can be a long and difficult process. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains the importance of putting your priorities first when choosing a plan for your money on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
When you do a financial plan, where do you start? Do you fund your retirement first, or do you get out of debt? Is trying to save on taxes part of it? One marriage partner thinks that you spend too much money on insurance, while the other worries that you're not sufficiently protected. It can feel like you are all over the map. So back to the original question, where should you start? Well, my answer is to start with the most important thing to you. It is my contention that, number one, you already have a financial plan, and number two, your plan is built around priorities. If you're frustrated about your financial life, then I'm going to guess that frustration arises out of the fact that you didn't write your own plan, and the priorities supporting your plan are not your own. People do financial planning in one of two ways. Now, most people do reactive planning, and yes, I know that's an oxymoron. Reactive planning responds to external stimuli, such as advertising or peer pressure or emotional impulses, to make spending decisions. And since the limited supply of money is invariably exhausted before the unlimited supply of wants, reactive planning usually results in excessive amounts of consumer debt, creating less purchasing power in the long term, not more. Worse, reactive planning is almost never aligned with a person's most deeply held values. How could it be? Deeply held values are only discovered as a result of careful contemplation and rarely nurtured amidst the noisy cacophony of consumerism competing for your attention. I believe the right way to go about it is proactive planning, not reactive. Proactive planning first does the hard work of identifying your most deeply held values and then prioritizing those values and then aligning your spending with those priorities that you've identified. Do you want a plan for your money? Well, then first, get a plan for your life. As you engage in the life planning process, and then after that, the financial planning process, you'll run smack into the number one economic rule of life. You can't have it all. You've got limited resources and practically unlimited wants. So you got to make choices, prioritized choices. You'll realize there are things that you want to spend your money on right now. And there will be things that you want in your life that can't be bought with the resources that you've got now. So you'll either have to save and invest over time to get these things or buy them now on debt and pay them back with interest later. Examples might include purchasing a house or educating children or funding your retirement. But those are just my examples. You've got to do the hard work of identifying and then prioritizing what is most important to you. Well, next week, we'll talk about a process that you can go through to identify and then prioritize your most deeply held values. Do you want to discover the one key that will energize and give direction to your life and to your financial plan? Discover your own priorities. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.